vow to my brothers. May I be hunted down across this country or any other, and put to a most deserving and inevitable death.
Why not? Because he was horribly murdered late last night. That's why not.
So it is sworn.
Aye!
I want to know exactly how you came by this note.
Well, actually, Watson wrote it.
To your dictation, Holmes.
True enough. We decoded it, Mr. Mack. Here's the original.
Ah, a secret code, is it? Well, it seems to me I can have the case cleared up in no time. All I have to do is lay my hands on the man who sent you this.
And how do you propose to do that?
I was rather assuming you'd tell me.
I have no idea who he is or how to contact him.
I thought you sent him money.
On occasion. Posted to Camberwell Post Office.
And you've never troubled to see who called for the letters?
When he first got in touch with me, I gave him my word that I wouldn't try to trace him.
You give your word to a criminal?
Hmm? It wasn't the first time, and it won't be the last.
Oh, Mr.
But
Holmes.
This is all beside the point. It's the man behind Paul Locke you should be after.
The man behind him?
The man responsible for your murder.
Well, who is he?
His name is Moriarty.
Oh.
I've never heard of him.
Maybe not, Doctor, but I have.
Ah, so he's known to the police.
Oh, aye, he's known right enough. Professor James Moriarty is one of the most respected academics in the country. He has honorary doctorates from Oxford and Cambridge. He writes books that no one else in the world can understand, and he lectures in mathematics.
A perfect cover.
Oh, Mr. Holmes, I really don't want to go through all this again.
Moriarty is behind this murder.
Following the ceremony of initiation, drinks were produced and strong liquor flowed freely. All were anxious to raise a glass to this new brother, who stood firm before policemen and never flinched under the branding iron. They rolled back their sleeves and compared their marks and shared their stories. All had gone through the test, though few as bravely as young John McMurdo.
First item on the agenda, the pension to Jim Carnaway's widow. Brother Treasurer?
Bodymaster, the comedies have all been generous lately. Hattie Carnaway will be well looked after.
Very good. Item two. I've had a request from Lodge 249, Merton County. They've a job to be done, too sensitive for the local brothers. The target? Is Andrew Ray, manager of Ray and Sturmash, coal owner...
Eminent Bodymaster!
Brother Scanlon.
With all respect, I know Merton County. Ray and Sturmash is just a two-man company.
What of it?
If we kill this man, Charlie Sturmash will sell up and move out. And then it'll be just like the others. One of the big companies from New York or Philadelphia will buy up the mine. If we carry on like this... Soon there won't be any small firms left.
Bloody good riddance.
But we can't control the big companies. They're just too powerful.
We could control any size company. I'll not have any yellow scaremongering in this large scandal. Either you stand with us or you go the same way as Donegan and Williams last year. Choose.
We stand with the lodge.
See that you do. Or it'll be your name on the agenda one of these days. Lodge 249 asks for two men. Brother Cormack.
What?
Brother Wilson.
Bodymaster. If you need another man, I take it as an honor to be chosen.
They ask for two, McMurdo. Two is what they'll get.
Item three. There's one man in this town that wants trimming up. James Stanger, editor of the Herald. Have you read this, brothers? Reign of Terror in the Coal and Iron District? A criminal organization in our midst?
Kill him!
It's what he deserves. But there'll be more trouble than we need just now. I want him warned, not killed. Brother Baldwin.
What?
You can fix it.
My pleasure. I'll take three men. Mansell, O'Brien, Willoughby.
And McMurdo.
McMurdo!
That's my room.